it's not exactly a secret that life is much better for PhDs once they leave academia. Yet so many of us stay in academia much longer than we should. But why? I believe it's because PhDs have a very high tolerance for pain. We also believe, or have been trained to believe, maybe gaslit to believe, that anything good must be very, very hard. Poor? Can't afford a house? Sounds right. Have roommates in your 30s, sleep on a futon? Work 18 hours a day? PI, advisor, boss never appreciates you? Feels about right, right? They never say anything nice to you, never say anything affirming, and you feel guilty, and you feel a sense of dread every day? I must be headed in the right direction. That's what we think as PhDs, right? It's crazy. If you're not stretched to your limit as a PhD, right, something feels off. But look, you can stretch yourself intellectually and be appreciated at the same time and be paid well at the same time too. In fact, you'll be more creative and grow faster under these conditions. And this is why this should be your last year in academia. It's time for you to leave academia. It's time for you to say enough is enough. Embarking on a PhD journey is an arduous and exhilarating experience, right? Driven by passion for research and discovery. But the academic path is not the only avenue for PhDs like us to apply our expertise and skills. The world of industry offers a plethora of opportunities that can be much more fulfilling and rewarding for PhDs. Okay, and you probably know that. So here are the compelling reasons why PhDs should consider stepping out of academia into the broader landscape of industry, right? Three times the pay, at least three times the work-life balance, as in a lot more time away from work. The first of these reasons is really the diverse and immediate impact you can have, okay? In industry, PhDs have the opportunity to apply their knowledge to real-world problems, to see the immediate impact of their work, right? This transition can be deeply satisfying, offering a chance to contribute to cutting-edge scientific advances and creative communications, right? No matter your field. In particular, though, fields like biotech, tech, pharmaceuticals, corporations of all kinds, I would say, you know, retail, hospitality, across the board. The ability to help materialize discoveries that directly impact people, consumers, patients can be incredibly fulfilling, okay? Offering a sense of purpose and achievement that is often more tangible than in academia. Now, next, industry offers you exploration beyond your comfort zone. Yes, believe it or not, you are comfortable in academia. You're comfortable with your pain, as I talked about. Okay, the transition from academia to industry encourages personal and professional growth. It involves exploring the unknown and taking risks, which can lead to unexpected and rewarding career paths. Okay, you can get rid of this publish and or perish, this get a grant or die mentality and start to explore and create again. Embrace that change, step out of your comfort zone. It can open new opportunities, broaden your skill set, and lead to a more versatile career. And of course, there are significant financial rewards that are coupled with better work-life balance. Generally, industry positions are better off financially. They're more financially compensated compared to academic roles, okay? And by a lot, usually. This is a significant consideration, especially for those who have spent years in low-paid PhD positions as a PhD student or as a postdoc, right? Living barely above the poverty level. Industry jobs often come with clear career progression paths and offer better work-life balance, more predictable working hours, okay? Especially compared to the demanding and sometimes unpredictable, yet somehow constant schedule of academic research. Finally, in industry, you'll use the best equipment, the best instruments, the best resources, the best of everything due to the much higher funding. There's actual, you know, revenue. This will allow you to utilize and expand your skill sets much faster. Okay, PhDs bring a unique set of skills to the table, including strong analytical and critical thinking abilities, attention to detail, problem solving, things that we talk about all the time here. In consulting and other industry roles, these skills are highly valuable, okay? They can be applied to a wide range of business problems. This is why PhDs like you are in demand in industry. Additionally, transitioning to industry allows PhDs to expand these skill sets beyond research, especially beyond basic research, okay? Including through the development of strong communication, right? The development of project management skills that are more industry structured, leadership skills. Overall, while academia can have its allure for a while, the industry possibilities for you offer a wealth of opportunities, right? For PhDs to show their expertise, grow themselves professionally, and to achieve fulfilling work-life balance and better compensation. The decision to leave academia is a personal one, but it's important to recognize that it can open doors to a world of opportunities that may align more closely with your passions, skills, and life goals. The journey from academia to industry is a leap into a realm of new possibilities, where the unique skills and knowledge of PhDs are not only recognized, but also highly valued. This is your last year in academia. Make that commitment, or make it the commitment that this is the year that you start your transition. If you like today's PhD Transition Report on Demand, you can get a free copy of my best-selling book, The Power of a PhD, and a two-week free trial of our new PhD Resume Builder. That's part of our Cheeky Scientist Career Vault Level 1 software package. Just help us pay for the shipping of the book, and you'll get this package absolutely free. Just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts. That's cheekyscientist.com/gifts. And you'll also get free access, lifetime access, to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring program that'll show you how to update your LinkedIn profile to get hired. Having all of this together is really important. It's going to help you get your resume through today's AI-driven ATS systems. And as soon as you upload your resume today, because of this AI, it's automatically going to your LinkedIn profile and looking for continuity between your resume and your LinkedIn profile. So get these free gifts now: the book, the Resume Builder software, and lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring now. So just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now, and you can get those free gifts. They're for a limited time only, so go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now. This takes us to the end of this PhD Transition Report on Demand. As always, remember your value as a PhD and start thinking and acting like a successful industry professional.